don't your Sir Phineas look lovely, Susan?
Oh, hello, Clary. Thought we'd see you up here yesterday.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. We had a crisis with Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ferrets. And then I was serving last night. Oh, that lobelia looks nice, too.
Yeah. Thought I'd freshen up all the baskets before the birthday meal tomorrow.
Bert and Ivy's still coming?
Yep. And Tracy and Keith.
Oh.
Gary and Stuart can't make it, unfortunately.
Oh.
I told him Christopher's not going to be 21 again, is he? But it didn't make much difference.
They haven't been the best of uncles, have they?
Gary said they've got something else on. Oh, I didn't like to ask what.
No. Well, Edward's really looking forward to it.
Emma's helping me prepare. Leg of lamb Christopher wants and roast potatoes.
That's nice.
So, is that my bowl?
Oh, yes. And thank you very much again for lending it. I'm sorry I didn't get it back yesterday.
That's all right. Alice is coming as well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
She's almost starting to feel like one of the family. You didn't need to tape it up.
Oh, it was like that when I collected it from the vestry. Jean Harvey packed everything after the Flower Festival picnic.
Oh, that's good of her.
I'm sure I wouldn't have won most imaginative display without such a nice bowl for me roses. I really am grateful, Susan.
Clara?
Yeah?
This isn't mine.
Yeah, it must be. I checked the label.
No, it's nothing like it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
It's so tacky.
Oh, no. How's that happened?
Well, I don't know, but where's my bowl?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Susan. Look, give me that. Here. Oh, Jean must have gotten a muddle with her bubble wrap.
Now, do you know, I couldn't bear to lose
it. No, you won't. I'll go straight down the church and get it back now.
Well, I'm due in the shop soon, taking over from Annette.
I'll have it up here before you finish your baskets, promise.
No rush, Clary. Any time in the next half hour will do.
What's he thinking of?
Brenda.
What the hell is he thinking of?
Sit down. I'll make you coffee.
I don't want a coffee. I want a father who hasn't gone completely mad.
I dare you through the wall.
I don't care, Roy. One minute we're dropping off Father's Day cards.
I'm as surprised as you are.
And then, oh, and the way Vicky was smirking when Dad said they got engaged.
She just looked happy to me.
What is he thinking of? Oh!
Shh, Brenda. Just sit down and calm down.
I've been sitting out here, Adam. I thought the fresh air might clear my head.
So, nothing at all?
No sign of him, no phone call. Do you mind if I...
Oh, of course not, Lillian.
I'm trying to be good, sticking to smoking outside.
How are you coping?
Oh, all right. Not very well. I couldn't sleep at all last night, worrying about him.
Have you had any breakfast?
Go on, darling, sit down.
Well?
No, not yet.
Well, you ought to have something.
I will do later. Oh, sorry, do you want a coffee?
Oh, no thanks, no. Is that what you're living on, coffee and cigarettes?
Pretty much. I've no appetite.
All the same.
I just mooch around the house, come out here for a while. The longer I go without hearing from him, the more certain I... Well... Not much fun waiting.
No. Is it all right to look in the kitchen?
What for?
Well, I can't promise you the kind of meal Ian would make.
Oh, no,
but
no,
I've
Adam.
Learned enough to produce something which might tempt you.
Don't worry. I won't let Phoebe and Abby see me like this.
Good. Because they'll be back soon. Ailey was only going around the green with them.
Well, I've got to get out of my system, though.
Well, just keep your voice down.
How I got out of Dad's kitchen without saying something? He's making a huge mistake.
It might not...
Oh, Roy, I saw your face when he told us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was quite a shock.
It's a complete disaster. If nothing else, it's all happening way too fast.
I agree, they're being a bit quick.
They hardly know each other. And to do it straight after my engagement party.
That's probably why it happened. Put the idea in Dad's head.
Well, I wish it hadn't. Shoves me and Tom right in the shade, doesn't it? We're old news now.
No, you're not.
Oh, Roy, stop being so reasonable. Be honest. Don't you think Dad's making an awful, awful mistake?
I don't know. Maybe.
See, you do.
I don't know if he's doing the right thing or not, but...
I do know that once he's made up his mind about
something... Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
He won't budge. Especially if people start going on at him. So perhaps we just have to accept that one of these days we're going to have a stepmother.
A stepmother?
Brenda! Walls!
Hello, Susan. I was just going to ring you.
Where have you got to? I expected you back an hour ago.
Well, it's been a little more difficult than I expected.
Oh, you'll have to bring the bowl straight to the shop. Neil's out now, so there's no one home for the next couple of hours.
Righto.
Clary, where are you?
Well, I had to come into Bolchester for some...
Sounds like the market.
Boot fair, actually.
What are you doing there? You have got my bowl, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Well, I will have in a second.
What, in a second? Where is it next?
No, don't worry. Oh, Jazzer, that's who I'm looking for. I've got a dash, Susan.
No, Clary, where's
my
bowl?
I'll ring you back in a minute or two when I've got it safe and sound again. Bye.
What about out of the county?
Oh, yeah. I started ringing hospitals in Worcester, Birmingham. Had a whole list of A&Es. I couldn't go on forever, though.
No.
The state Matt was in when I got out of that car. He could have crashed anywhere. Didn't know where he was going or care.
I know.
Makes it easier to block all the bad stuff out. How could he think that? And when he talked about finishing everything... Oh, I don't really understand at all.
Oh, I suppose for someone who's used to being at the centre of things... You know, then sees it all taken away.
That was really delicious, darling, but you'll have to forgive me.
Can't you manage a little more?
I'm sorry. But tell Ian it's a great recipe for scrambled eggs. Do you mind if I...
Do you want to go back outside?
No, not really.
I guess having nothing to do is the worst thing that could happen to Matt. To stop being important.
He thinks he's a failure, that's what it is.
Yeah?
He's never depended on anyone else his whole life. Not his adopted parents, not his colleagues. And now he needs help. He doesn't know how to ask. He's never even let his women get too close.
That's not true with you, Lillian. You know, anyone can see how important you've been to him.
I thought so. But, I mean, I couldn't get through to him when he needed me. And now he does this. Can't be that important, can I? Not if he wants to kill himself.
That was one crazy moment.
I don't understand. He's not a failure. Not to me.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm all right, really. I kept looking at the alarm all night. You know, whenever I tried to get to sleep, I'd close my eyes and I'd see him stretched out somewhere.
Lillian, if anything had happened...
What if he smashed himself up?
The number plates, the ID he's got on him. I'm sure the police would have contacted you by now.
Would they?
Yes. I know it's a dreadful situation, but don't let your imagination make it worse.
It must have been while I were at Ambridge View admiring your hanging baskets.
That's when Eddie went to the vestry.
Kathy and Jean were there, helping to clear up. Well, he wanted to see if there weren't nothing left from the competition as he could take to the booth.
Oh, I might have guessed he'd be on the scrounge.
No, he weren't scrounging. He gave him a fiver for two old vases, and a bag of flower arranging foam and a bowl.
My bowl?
Must have been, mustn't it?
£5 for my beautiful bowl?
He didn't know it were yours. It were all wrapped up.
If he'd only just been there, why didn't you catch him?
I tried to. Only I forgot you were going to the boot sale this morning, so I went home. By the time I rang him, he dropped it off at the stall and we're on his way to do a patio.
So he wasn't running the stall?
No, he'd got Jazzer to do it. That's who I were looking for when you rang.
Well, if you found him, why didn't you get it off him?
He'd sold it already.
No!
Well, actually, his mate Daz had...
Who's Dad?
Jazz's mate.
Oh, just the gum.
99p.
Hello, Brenda.
There. Oh, put the penny in the tin.
Bye. Oh, what's up with her?
Who?
Brenda. You should have thought she'd be walking on air.
I knew Neil shouldn't have lent it to you.
It was so unlucky, Susan. It must have sold more or less as soon as Eddie left it there.
Well, of course it did. Something as special as that.
I mean, naturally, I asked Jazza who Daz sold it to.
Well, who?
I don't know.
Oh.
You see, Daz had gone by the time I got there. He'd only been filling in while Jazza were getting his breakfast. All we know, it went for £3.
£3?
Keep a little tally.
£3? You know what that bowl means to me, Clary.
Of course I do.
It's completely irreplaceable. Oh, the look on Neil's face when he gave it to me.
I remember how pleased you was.
It's had pride of place in the living room ever since. First at number one, then at Ambridge View.
Well, I do feel terrible,
Susan. And then it was going to go to Emma. She loves
it. I promise I'll do everything I can to get it back for you.
Oh, it's all very well promising, but I'm not sure there's a lot you can do, is there, Clary?
You sure you'll be all right?
I'm fine, Adam. It's very kind of you to call in.
Oh, it's not kind. I was worried about you.
Well, you needn't be. Now, get yourself off to... where is it?
Wimbledon.
Go and thrash Wimbledon.
Oh, cricket doesn't really matter. If you want someone around...
No, I'll be fine, darling. I've got things to do this afternoon.
Really?
Plenty. Hmm. Might even see if I can recognise the vacuum cleaner. Someone's been dropping ash all over the carpet.
Mum would love it if you went over for lunch.
I don't think so.
She would. I know you've fallen out about Matt.
No, I meant that I'm not in the mood to go out.
I know it'd be an awful effort, but perhaps company would do you good.
I appreciate the thought, Adam, but I don't want company. Sooner or later, Matt, or the police will ring here. Or perhaps just turn up. And when that happens, I can't be anywhere else, can I?
You'd think he'd want to make more of it.
Huh?
Oh, quick drink in the pub's no way to celebrate a birthday, is it, darling?
Where's Adam's decision?
He said he'll try to get a night away with Ian before harvest as well. Poor thing.
I asked Jeff to check the trailer tiles yesterday.
I told him we'll get round to the ball about 9.
All right, darling.
There'll be us, there'll be Ian, most of the cricket team.
As long as it doesn't turn into another inquest on the Wimbledon game.
I'm hoping Alice will call in for half an hour.
Well, I can't see her deserting Christopher tonight.
Oh, spending time with all his family might do her some good.
Feeding time with the Horribins, what a thought.
Perhaps it'll give her some perspective before it all goes too far.
Yeah. Well, if she ever presents us with a grandson like Gary Horribin...
Oh, Brian!
He's a very good candidate for the missing link.
It's not something to joke about. I suggested Adam might invite Lillian along tonight.
What, to the ball?
Oh, I know.
It's not very likely, even what he said about her yesterday.
Oh, I do wish she wouldn't keep shutting me out. I've tried ringing. She's always got some excuse why she can't talk.
What, there hadn't been any more news?
No, not as far as I know. And it's been days.
Yeah.
Well, I keep wondering what's going on in Matt's mind. You've probably got more idea than I have.
Oh, thank you, Jenny.
Well, you've been in some dark places before now.
Yeah, but not like this. Is Lillian sure he wanted to kill himself?
For a moment, anyway. Though Adam's not convinced.
I suppose if who you are, how you define yourself as a person is taken away from you, like with Greg.
Oh. If that stupid man has done anything, can you imagine the effect it'll have on Lillian?
Mm.
Or she'll be devastated. Oh, it is so cowardly of him running away. And at least when you've made a hash of things, you stayed to face the music.
Yeah, I may have to now.
Oh, so you still haven't told Will about the cover crop?
No. Could you hang out the airline for me?
Oh, yes, all right.
Oh, I got your message about the game feed, Brian.
It was a temporary chap delivering.
Yeah, stay in there, Meg.
He didn't know where your store is, so he dropped it all here.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway, I'll give you a hand to load up. Bring you up to date on the cropping plans while we're about it.
It's a good job we only had coffee, Vicky. If we'd stay for lunch, he'd have brought out blueprints.
I think he'll make a go of it.
Kenton? Nah, he's full of big ideas, but... Oh, I mean, his life's ever going to change.
If he gets the atmosphere right, Mike.
All right, here we go.
Well, I like some of his ideas. Cocktails, live music.
He'll never bring it off.
I hope he does. At least he's got a sense of adventure. He's like us, really.
You honestly don't mind? 10:15 on a Wednesday morning. It ain't very romantic.
It's wonderful.
I've got to admit, I thought they'd be booked up for months.
So did I.
That's why I said yes so fast. The only thing that's crossed my mind since...
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks isn't too soon, is it?
Do you think it is?
No! But I don't want you feeling pressure.
No, I'm not. I'd get married this afternoon if I could.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, me and all. And you don't mind a small wedding?
Of course not.
Ah, I know some women have their hearts set on the full works, organ music, aisles filled with flowers.
Not me. There'll be plenty of time to make up for it afterwards.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, July the 15th can't come quickly enough.
It was rather a battle.
Yeah, I bet it was. Well, I couldn't get anywhere with Adam.
No. But I had to make quite a case to him and Debbie.
Yep, got it.
Yep. I stressed how important your concerns about biodiversity are. I mean, we want the shoot in the best possible health.
But,
what you're saying about game crops needs acting on.
And did they take any notice?
Oh, yes.
Well, so we can't have kale on Hungry Bank.
Well, once I got them to accept our argument in principle...
Yeah, right, got it.
Now, I had to indulge in some horse trading, and I'm afraid we've lost on Hungry Bank.
Oh.
But there's excellent news elsewhere.
Well, don't go to any trouble.
Someone has to look after you.
I'll be happy with a sandwich before I start bottling. Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Dad. Oh.
Hi, Brenda. I'm fixing your dad some lunch. Joining us?
Yeah. Be nice to have a bite together.
Go on.
I thought you'd be at work.
I've swapped with Charlotte this afternoon.
That's the other dental nurse.
Nice, but clumsy. She'll have someone's tonsils out with suction one of these days. Have you thought about changing dentists, Brenda?
No.
We've got some wonderful people at our practice if you wanted to swap. I could easily get you an appointment.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Look, I won't stay. I only came for a book I left while I was staying here.
Do you know where you left it?
No.
But surely you got time for something.
Let's see what's in the fridge.
No, it's all right, Dad.
No, it'll be a chance to tell you what we've been up to all morning.
What's your book called, Brenda? I might have seen it.
It's about marketing.
No, go on, sit down, Brent. We've got some news for you.
Oh, well, there's nothing much in there. Oh,
great, you're back.
Someone needs to organise your shopping, Mike.
Oh, that's brilliant. Hey, come on in. Join your sister, Roy.
No, I can.
Hello, Abby, darling.
Carolina wants me in half an hour earlier. Any chance of you taking Abby till Ailey gets home?
I'll look after her, Roy.
But no need if you're busy, Brenda. It's my afternoon off, remember?
Yeah, well, we'll sort that in a minute. First off, we've some news for you, haven't we, Vicky?
I'm in a rush, Dad.
This is worth hearing.
Yeah. When you get into Grey Gables, make sure you book July the 15th
off. It's a Wednesday.
What for?
You and Tom got to keep it free and all, Brenda.
Why?
Because we're all going to be at Borchester Registry Office.
What? Well, that's where your dad and I've just been, making a booking.
You're getting married, then?
That's right.
Next month? Oh,
we're so lucky they had a free slot.
Landed right on our feet.
Oh, my. Oh.
Now, was that worth hearing or wasn't it, eh? We thought it'd surprise you.
Oh, let me have little Abby. I'll take her around the garden while it's sunny. Come on.
Are you sure?
Don't worry. We'll look after you till Mummy comes home, won't we, Abby? And you'll want a moment with your dad to congratulate him.
Oh, thanks, Vic. So, your old man can still pull a few surprises, eh?
I'll say.
Dad, oh.
Caught you on the hop, haven't I?
You hardly know her.
Eh?
It's all a bit sudden, isn't it?
Well, if we didn't take July the 15th, we'd be looking at September.
That's still way too fast.
Too fast?
What Bren means is... Why not enjoy being engaged for a while?
Oh, now, that's easy to say. Your age.
No. Live together. Get to know each other better before... You know, any big commitments.
Roy's right, Dad.
Where's the sense in waiting? We know we're suited, so let's move things on.
Dad!
Look, the only thing that would have given me pause if Vicky hadn't taken to you lot. But you've just seen for yourself with Abby. She can't wait to be part of a family.
Well, is that the last of the growers, Brian?
Yeah, that's the last of everything.
Well, there should be some pulp pellets as well.
Well, I wasn't around when he came, unfortunately. Jeff signed.
It don't matter. I'll give him a ring later. There, we're going back up now, Meg.
Yeah, well, tell him to send someone who knows what he's doing next time.
Yeah, I will. And thanks again for getting them to agree to spring barley and Whiteacre.
No. Look, I'm delighted I managed to push it through.
Must be the first spring crop here in quite a while.
Yes.
Leaving the wheat stubble in over winter's really going to help the birds, just when they need it.
Well, that's almost exactly how I put it to Adam and Debbie.
And they didn't kick up a fuss.
Like most farmers, they tend to fixate on maximising grain yield, but I made it clear I wasn't backing down till I'd got you a worthwhile concession.
Well, you've done that all right.
Yeah, all right, but I'm sorry. I know it isn't quite what you wanted, but I have a feeling it's the best deal we'll get.
Well, we'll just have to make the most of it then.
Yes.
and I really appreciate you fighting so hard for it.
Not a problem, Will.
You sure that's all right, Dad?
Of course it is. No, Vicky will be here till Lady gets home, even if I've gone.
Right. Well, I'll get off then. See you, Bren.
Yeah, bye.
I expected you to be a bit more positive, Brenda.
Dad, the main reason I came round, I thought you'd be on your own. I'm not sure it's a good idea getting engaged so quickly, let alone marrying next month.
Why not?
You've only known Vicky a few weeks. You've no idea what she's really like.
Sometimes you don't need a lot of time, love. You hit it off immediately.
Well, the rest of us don't know her. And suddenly she's meant to be part of the family.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Might have made what you went through with Tom easier if you'd had a stepmum to talk to.
No.
And you can see what a terrific grandma she'll be to Phoebe and Abby.
Mum can't be replaced just like that.
Well, of course she can't. Well, I'm not trying to replace your mother. This is bound to bring back some memories for you.
No, I'm worrying about you, not me.
There's no need, love. I couldn't be happier. When you get to know Vicky properly, you'll understand.
I might think more of her if she took her time to get to know us, all of us, instead of rushing to land you as fast as she can.
Land me?
You don't see it sometimes, Dad. You're quite a catch.
Now you're making fun, Brenda. I'm almost 60.
You're well set up, steady income, no mortgage.
Vicky's not marrying me for me money.
She's always going on what a lovely little cottage this is, how Ambridge is so much nicer than Borchester.
And you honestly think...
She doesn't seem to have very much else going on for her at the moment.
How dare you! She walks in and hears you talking like that.
It's possible, isn't it?
I'll tell you what's possible, Brenda. It's possible this is just like when we divided the house. You're a bit too busy wondering what's coming to you.
No, I'm not.
And I'm very disappointed.
I'm worried about you.
But I'm telling you, you needn't be. I'm happier than I've been in ages. The wedding's booked. Vicky's putting her flat on the market and she's going to move in here as my wife. So why don't you start getting used to the idea?
Can't you get one of the pickers to help you, Adam?
It won't take long, Mum.
I've only dropped by to see if you'd heard anything this morning.
Oh, not so far.
Oh, I suppose Lillian would have rung if there was any news.
I'll call in to see her again later. She was in such a state yesterday.
Oh, why won't she talk to me?
I know, Mum.
I only want to help. But whenever I ring, she always claims to be too tired or too busy.
Oh, please try and persuade her to come over, Adam.
I'll have another go, but...
Oh, look, it's just so frustrating. Oh, well, now, what is it you want me to do?
No, hold the sides of the tear together. I'll get the tape on.
Oh, what happened?
Istvan went forward instead of back on the front loader. Hold them tight.
Well, I'm trying to.
Yeah. It's lucky there was no one else in this part of the tunnel.
Well, you said he's very competent.
He is, usually. He was distracted by Monica.
Oh, she can be a real madam, can't she?
She's a good worker, though. Can you pinch the ends?
Oh, did Brian pass on a message from Jazza?
About running the stall again on Thursday? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's it. You can let go. Though that isn't really what he came up for.
No?
No, he was feeding me my lines. What I'm to say if Will ever mentions the spring barley again.
Oh, you got in such a fluster about that.
Istra's being rewritten so that it was planted at Brian's insistence now.
You don't really mind, you darling?
Not if it keeps everybody happy. Memo to self, don't blurt out, is what Debbie and I were going to do all along.
You know, I think I will go to the Dower House when I get back.
Oh, okay.
I'm not letting Lillian cut herself off any longer.
Right.
She needs all the support she can get.
It's worth trying.
Well, she needs looking after. She can come and stay with us till she knows what's happening with Matt.
I saw Mike in town this morning.
Oh, what did you say to him?
Oh, well, what could I say? He was so happy, I didn't want to be in misery. You have an explorer. So, I congratulated
him. Oh, Neil.
Well, I had to, Susan.
You didn't ask why it's all happening so quickly.
No. Just right for having your litter in, eh?
You know, you should have said something.
I could have.
You're supposed to be his friend. Why didn't you tell him to slow down? Think more carefully about what he's doing.
Oh, I can't. It's too awkward. Who did you find out, anyway?
Oh, Vicky was in the shop first thing. Huh? Came in for a pair of tights and the chance to brag.
Well, it's only natural she's pleased about it.
Oh, she was grinning from ear to ear. Annette wondered if they're in such a rush, because Mike's got her pregnant.
Yeah. No, no,
probably not. But I still think you should say something.
Well, I'm not going to.
Oh, look, I promised I'd be back in 40 minutes. I'd better start on the lunch.
Oh, before you go in, I got something for you in town.
Oh?
I've been feeling bad about your glass bowl, so I had a good look round.
What you got there?
Oh, something I saw in Borchester Curios. I know it's not perhaps quite as good.
Oh.
But I thought, well, it is crystal and the shape's similar, so I hope it softens the blow.
Oh. Oh, now, look, now, don't get it out round the pigs. Mm. But that's really thoughtful, love.
It's the nearest match I could find. Do you think you'll like it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's very nice.
Well, it should be with what they were charging.
How much?
Oh, that doesn't matter. I had money from a bet with Bobby Waters, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's worth it to stop feeling guilty.
Oh, you don't have to, Neil. Not really.
Well, go on, take it in and see what you think.
Oh,
What?
Oh, look, you've got muck all over the bag now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you bring it in, love? Right. I'll start on lunch.
Hold on. Jenny.
Oh, Lillian.
I know I look a mess, but if you're going to nag...
Of course I'm not.
I can't ask you in now.
Oh, you look exhausted.
I've had a bad night, that's all. I'm going to try and nap.
Oh, you poor darling. What are you going through?
I'm all right, really.
Oh, sure. Look, I'm here to help you. Oh, you poor thing. It's all right, Lillian. I promise. It's all right.
I think I'm going.
The bowl's clean now. Where shall I put it?
Oh, well, put it in the cupboard next to the fridge.
The cupboard?
Only for a day or two, love. Till I rearrange the ornaments in the living room.
Oh.
Well, bring it out again, then.
You do like it, Susan, don't
you? Oh, yeah. It's a lovely thought.
Well, I hope so. I want something to go right today.
Oh, it's very nice. Now, come and sit down. I've done you 2 cheese and 2 ham.
Oh, I'm not sure I got much of an appetite after that text.
Oh, yeah. Rotten news, isn't it?
Well, it's what we've been expecting, really.
And you won't get anything at all back from Paul.
Well, if he's in the hands of the receiver, a small percentage at most, which won't come for ages.
Oh, it's so unfair. Oh. And if County Feeds won't take an order...
No, they won't. They were quite definite about it.
So what are you going to do? If you can't settle your feed bill and you can't go elsewhere...
Oh, I'll ring the bank this afternoon.
Oh,
I'll
no.
have to, Susan. I'll arrange to see my business manager to extend the overdraft.
But Neil...
Well, what choice have I got? Is that or start selling the sows? Which is no choice at all.
I'm not suggesting that, but getting further into debt...
No, I don't like doing it any more than you do, but it's the only option I've got.
Do you think they'll agree?
Well, I don't see why not. I've always been reliable, kept them informed.
Oh, you've been an excellent customer.
And the market's starting to look up for organic pork, which means more weaners will be needed.
Oh, make sure you tell them that.
The other thing in my favour, so many producers have dropped out already, there's going to be more demand for those of us left in.
Ah, no, they may not realise that.
Oh, don't worry, I'll get the point across.
Make sure you do.
Once I'm past this little hiccup, the business will be on a much firmer footing.
As long as you make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're like with these people sometimes.
Susan, I know how to make a case.
I'm only saying...
Admittedly, Paul's my biggest customer, but I'll be supplying Bridge Farm again in 3 months, so I reckon that...
Oh, come in.
Afternoon, Adam.
Hi. Oh, sorry.
No, don't worry, come in.
Sure? It's only for a moment.
Oh, yeah. Sit down. Do you want some tea?
Oh, no, I'm all right, thanks. I just wanted to check about Nets.
Oh.
Has Alice said anything about last night yet? Christopher's birthday meal.
Oh, no, I haven't seen her today.
She seemed to enjoy herself. I hope she wasn't embarrassed by my brother Keith's jokes.
What was it about Nets?
Well, I promised I'd remind everybody we're starting half an hour early tomorrow.
Well, I thought that was voluntary.
In theory, but after the debacle on Sunday...
You said it was a close-run thing, Neil.
Well, it was.
Shouldn't have been. We were cruising to victory. If we'd run out the number 6 when we had the chance.
Robert wasn't backing up at the bowler's end.
Oh.
David missed the stumps, the ball went for 4 overthrows, and we didn't get a sniff of another wicket.
Yeah, I told you they won it, second to last ball.
Oh, dear.
It made for a very exciting finish.
There's not much fun in losing games you should win.
Well, we were unlucky, really.
Well, one or two of us were saying last night, if we'd been more positive in the field and there'd been more decisive leadership...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I really enjoyed the match, actually, but... well, I'll try to get to Nets early.
Right. Good. Well... Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, are you sure you don't want a cup of tea?
Oh, thanks, but Jeff's waiting for me to get back with a new link ball and conversion bush.
Right, see you tomorrow then.
Bye.
Oh, and tell Alice I hope she enjoyed herself.
I'm sure she did.
Oh, that's nice.
Flaming nuisance having to get to Nets early.
Oh, no. Alice's family feeling they can start popping in and out.
Oh, right, I'd better ring to make an appointment.
Well, don't take any nonsense from him, Neil. It's not your fault the business is in trouble.
It is perfectly warm enough to eat out here.
I'm sorry about the house, Jenny. I've tried not to smoke too much indoors.
Oh, it'll seem clear if we leave the door open. There now.
You've been so good.
I've opened a tin. Butter some bread. Even when you were little, you could always manage tomato soup.
Didn't know we had any in. Matt, probably. Buys the oddest things sometimes.
Does he?
Lemon curd. You won't believe this. Fish fingers. It's things he remembers, I think. From years ago.
Though, Don't let it go cold.
I spent all last night on the sofa.
Why?
Well, the bed was so empty. And when I got in, I lay there thinking, is that it? Will he never be next to me again? And I had to get up.
That's why I want you to come back with me. I've made up Debbie's room, and you can stay as long as you like.
Oh, this tastes lovely.
Good.
It's very kind of you, Jenny, but I can't possibly stay with you.
Why not?
Well, what if he does come back and I'm not here?
We'll leave him a note.
No, no, no. This is our home. And he'll think I didn't wait. Or if the police come. No, I have to be here, Jenny. I know it's stupid.
No, no, I can understand.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Think so. Come on. Try to finish the whole bowl.
Oh, you're not going already?
Well, only for a little while. Pick up a few things. And then I'm coming straight back.
What?
Well, Brian can easily take care of Rory for a couple of days. In fact, it's quite an adventure for them when I'm not around.
What do you mean?
Well, if you can't come to Home Farm, for very good reasons, I'll just have to come here, won't I?
Oh, no, that's... No, I can't possibly let you.
I've already decided.
It's asking far too much.
Lillian, you are my sister. And you need me now more than you've done in a very long time. So I'm not leaving your side until we've got through this together.
So?
Yes?
Jazza finally rang Daz last night.
And?
Asked if he remembers who he sold the bowl to. And he does.
Well, who?
Well, he don't know the bloke's name.
Oh.
No, but he give a description, Susan. Well,
a description's not much use.
It is. Because Edward and Jazza's man in the stall next Sunday. And if this bloke comes back...
Oh, what does he look like, then? Well,
Daz said, a bit of a dude with a posh bird on his arm.
Is that it?
That's a lot for Daz to remember.
Oh, that doesn't help at all.
It gives Edward and Jazza a start.
Well, then... I've as good as got the bowl back in my living room.
Oh, I thought you'd be pleased.
It's gone forever, Clara.
Can't be sure.
I'm not blaming anyone. It's just a shame that Neil ever lent it to you.
Still a chance of finding it.
No. I've come to terms with losing it now. Though Neil was so thoughtful yesterday. He knows how upset I've been. I'm not normally like that about glassware, but... It has such a history.
Hey.
Oh, morning, Ruth.
Not pushing in, am I?
No, I ain't buying nothing. We was just catching up.
You don't have any more engagement cards, do you?
Oh, only what's on the carousel, I'm afraid.
For Mike and Vicky.
Mike and Vicky are getting engaged?
Yeah.
Didn't you know?
Oh, I knew he liked her. I want a card for Bill Oldfield's daughter. Are you serious?
It happened after Tom and Brenda's party last week.
They're getting married on July the 15th.
That soon?
It is quick, isn't it?
I were talking to Mike about it last night. He's so upset by the way Brenda's taken it.
Are you sure? I don't want to hold you up.
If it really is just for a minute, Dad, I'm going into town.
Oh, well, if you'd let me know, I've just been in myself, Brenda.
Yeah, it's all right. I only decided a little while ago. I want to go round the agencies.
Oh, yeah, with Matt letting you down.
I doubt there's much work going. Still.
I found your book last night. That's it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Right under the sofa. We reckon Abby must have pushed it there weeks ago.
Probably.
Never find anything for days when she's been round, can you? Especially the remote.
Thanks, then.
Well, Vicky spotted it, tidying up. Good job it went up to me and still be there.
Well, if you...
I've been going over what we said.
Dad.
It really bothers me, Brenda.
Well, I didn't enjoy it either.
But then, speaking to Clary last night... Help me see more of your side.
How?
I don't reckon either of us was being too clever on Monday.
No.
What really touched a nerve was when you said I was trying to replace your mum. I'm not, love. I can't, don't ever want to forget her. Or stop loving her memory.
But that's not what I meant.
Then Clary made me think how hard it must be for you seeing me with someone sort of, oh, in mum's place.
No, it's not that.
The point is, it's different, Brenda. It's not replacing your mum. Oh, if I could change the past, but me and Vicky, it's how things are now, that's all. And, well, of course, it's bound to take you and Roy time to get used to her.
I'm not thinking about myself.
Look, perhaps we've made it harder for you. Everything happens so fast, but once we're married and you've got to know her properly...
It's not about me, Dad. It's you. I just don't think she's right for you.
You've no reason to say that.
Not that I can put into words exactly, no.
Well, then.
It's a feeling. The two of you together aren't right.
You are so wrong, Brenda. You're being very unfair to someone who's kind, who's caring. Oh!
I really do need to get moving.
Yeah. Like Clary says, it will take time. For all of us. Okay, well, I suppose I better get going then.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah, it's the hissing that amazes me.
Can I let go yet, David?
Yeah, that's holding. Let's get one more in this corner.
It's amazing, isn't it? I was listening when one of the adults flew in last night.
Greedy little things. Right, there you go. That's one more piece of mesh in place.
I always forget how long it takes to get the grain store ready for harvest.
They're not that different to our lot, really, the owlets. Always begging for food.
The parent definitely carried something in. Pip thought it was a field vole.
When's the BTO guy coming to ring them?
A week or so.
Right, well, I'll try to be around. Now, can you see anywhere else that birds or rats can get in?
Have you sorted out behind the dryer?
Yep, last night.
Then looks okay to me.
Okay, I'll crack on with the vacuuming.
Oi, Eddie said you were getting the store ready.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, trying to.
Oh, just wanted to check. I rang Terry Dawson this morning.
Oh, have you managed to book him?
Yeah, he's servicing our dryer next week. And while he's in Ambridge, is it okay for him to come on here?
Yeah, fine. That'll be another job out of the way.
Have you heard anything about Matt yet?
Zilch. You haven't spread what I told you around?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know how much Lillian wants people to know.
Oh, it's so worrying for her.
She's in such a state, Mum's had to move in with her.
At the Dower House?
Mm. Lillian refused to come to Home Farm, and she really needs someone with her.
Oh, poor Lillian.
Must be awful not knowing what's happened to her.
I hope she hears soon. I can't imagine what she's going through.
That's nice.
The one with gold hearts?
Yeah, that's nice as well. No, I meant this one, with just the lettering.
Oh, yes.
But if you want the hearts, Vicky...
No, whatever you like, Mike. The important thing is to order and send them out as soon as possible.
Well, we won't need that many invitations, will we? If you're not asking a lot of folk.
Well, there's Alison as my witness to start with.
Oh, she's got to be there. Brought us together in the first place.
Mum and Eric will be coming over from Braintree. I hope they don't want to make a night of it.
You don't get on very well with your stepdad, do you?
Well, I've never had to live with him, thank heavens. He only appeared long after I'd gone. With his funny little beard and blue shorts.
Oh, hope he doesn't wear them to the wedding.
It's such a shame my friends at the surgery can't come.
Yeah, pity they can't close it down for the morning.
So it's mainly your friends and relatives, Mike?
Well, we don't need many at the registry office. We'll have a small do in the afternoon or evening, I suppose.
Have you decided on your witness yet?
Well, I thought about Roy, but... I'd push Brenda out, wouldn't it? I'll probably ask Neil.
So, if I order 50 invitations?
Oh, 20 or 30 would cover it, really.
No, well, let's say 40, to be on the safe side.
Yeah, all right, love.
I'll see to that tomorrow. And perhaps I will pick up some brochures.
I know, it's my first wedding, but I understand a honeymoon is quite traditional.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get away for a day or two.
Oh.
It's such short notice. I can't take more time off work than that, really.
Oh, well, never mind.
Wait till the back end of summer, though, and we'll go somewhere special.
Will we?
To make up for the lack of fuss now.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe hop through the Channel Tunnel, go to Bruges or somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, have you got any ideas, Vic?
No, not really. Bruges should be nice, or somewhere with a little beach.
I wouldn't mind a look at Brussels.
White sands, azure seas. But what really matters is that you're under the palm tree with me.
Oh, you're such a romantic, Vicky.
Oh, Mike.
Hey, there's them tears in your eyes.
Of happiness. It's like I'm in a wonderful dream.
Well, that's how I feel.
I've never had much luck with men before. Now I know why. I've been saving it all up to meet you.
Swap legs, same again. Lean on your partner, grab your ankle and pull it up towards your backside.
I hate this exercise.
It's good for your quads. You can do better than that, David.
Well, that's not bad, Neil.
First thing Duncan said tonight, it would be so much more competitive if we trained harder.
Oh, will you stop going on about it,
Adam? I know you don't agree. I'm simply making the point. It isn't just me. Barry and Duncan both think we'd perform better if Alistair pushed us harder.
All right, we'll start with catching drills. In threes, bat, ball, rotate after six catches. Can I join you two?
Yeah, absolutely, Alistair.
I'll get the bat and ball.
Oh, sorry, I should have...
It's okay.
God, I've already set a bad example by not getting here on time.
Got problems at work?
No, no. I called into Jack's after a herd health check for a 10-minute refuelling.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later, I was fighting to get away from your brother.
Oh, yeah. The third degree on his cafe bar idea.
Should he go for the African rugs and scrubbed wood look?
Got them.
Or the Tom Cruise thing, you know? Make Jack's a piece of Manhattan.
Do you want the bat first, David?
Yeah, OK.
I tried convincing him I honestly don't know or care very much.
Yeah, well, that's what Kenton doesn't understand. You know, he just gets an idea.
Everyone else has started.
Oh, yeah.
And put some welly into it, David. Practices should really mean something.
Be looking for, eh? A member of a boy band who likes cut glass. It's a ridiculous description.
I actually started cooking tea before I realised we didn't have any veg season, so
Sorry, Brenda. Sabrina Thwaite was talking about you earlier.
Oh, was she?
That's 175, please. Okay. Yeah, wondering if you and Tom are going to make it a double wedding.
What?
With your dad and Vicky.
No way!
No?
There is no way on earth Tom and I are getting married with them.
Oh.
Our special day is going to be really special. We'll hold it where, when and how it suits us.
Oh, well, that's what I thought.
In our own time, not a shabby rush job at some godforsaken hour where the guests don't know which bride and groom they're supposed to look at.
Oh, right.
And where one of the brides will probably be hogging so much of the limelight the other one needn't even be there.
No.
Can tell Sabrina it's never going to happen. I'd rather get married hanging upside down over a vat of sulfuric acid.
Oh, so you're still not quite sure about your dad marrying Vicky yet then?
Stop bothering the strawberries and park your backside, Annette.
You sure?
Aye. It'll be quiet now till folks start heading home for work.
I wouldn't mind a sit-down.
You put out enough punnets for an army, hen.
Thanks.
You may not think about it the dafter it is. It's already well asking us to watch out for the Football King Sunday. But me and Ed are going to be way too busy.
Oh, at the boot sale?
Are they punters to soft soap? Never mind keeping an eye on the Neds wanting to knock stuff. You all right?
It's easier to hear you over the traffic if I move closer.
Aye.
Susan's still very upset about it.
It's only a dish. I didn't even want to do the fair this Sunday. Been working way too hard lately.
I can help if you like.
What, you do it with Ed instead of me?
I meant I'd do it with you.
No, But it's an awful early start.
Well, if we went out together the night before and stayed together...
It's a shame, Annette, but I'm seeing mates then.
Oh, do I know them?
Lads night out, but thanks for the offer.
Oh, well, never mind.
And thanks for helping now. Shifting the strawberries in your spare time.
Well, that's what friends are for, isn't it, Jazza? Helping each other out?
Aye.
At least good friends. Ones you want to spend time with.
You know what's so great about you, Annette?
No.
I thought you'd want to know before I went to the bank.
Oh, when did he ask you, Neil?
This morning. Rang while I was grating eggs.
And you accepted?
Well, I didn't have the heart to say no.
Oh, a real friend might have told him to think again.
Oh, Susan.
I'll tell you what your main job as Mike's witness will be.
I don't think there's much to it.
Keeping Brenda well away from Vicky.
Oh, you're exaggerating.
I'm not. If you'd have heard her last night, you wouldn't want her anywhere near the cake knife.
Look, Mike's sure she'll come round in the end.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Afternoon.
Oh, my goodness, Neil.
The suit. I've a business meeting to get to.
Well, you should wear one more often, shouldn't you, Susan?
I've told him that so many times.
Well, I'd better get moving.
Good luck, love.
Yeah. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye. Oh, very smart. Can I have a... No, better make it 2 packets of Lillian cigarettes, please.
Oh, right. How's your sister coping?
Oh...
I was so worried when I heard you were actually having to move in with her.
Only for a day or two.
All because Matt's gone missing.
Oh, you know about that.
Christopher heard a whisper.
Oh, yes. From Alice.
It must be terrible for her. Not knowing what's happened.
Well, it's a wicked thing to do. Abandoning Lillian at the side of the road and then simply disappearing.
And it's not just Tom and Brenda making fools of themselves.
No.
You know Marie Oldfield?
No.
Bill Oldfield's daughter. She's getting hitched to the band part of the garage. The one that served us.
Oh, yeah.
She must have chosen him with the lights up, eh? And they're not the worst, either.
No.
What about Fred and Ginger, eh?
Who? Oh, Mike and Vicky.
Well, all right. She's no bad for her age, but you'd think he'd never seen a pair of legs before the way he goes on about her.
Oh, she's always coming into the shop these days.
You and me, Annette, we're the same. We see through all that let's act like a pair of lovesick puppies garbage.
Oh?
All right. People take a fancy to each other from time to time, and naturally it can lead to the bedroom.
Well, yeah.
Once you've scratched the itch, why chain yourselves together for life, eh? Well, that hearts and flowers stuff ruins friendships. You must have seen it.
Plenty of times.
What's the point? That's why you and me are the same. Never let your heart rule your heed. That's our philosophy, innit?
So, you've never really fallen for anyone?
Nah, too sensible for that game.
And you don't think you ever could?
Well...
Yes?
It was the lassie who came to help with the pigs one time.
Oh.
It might have been interesting to see how things panned out there. But what you and me have got is so much better, innit?
Is it?
Absolutely. We're good mates who help each other out. Like the day with the strawberries.
That's right.
If we end up in bed together once in a while, great. If we don't, so what? We're still mates, eh? That's what counts.
Yeah, exactly.
A very commendable joint effort.
You did nearly all the cooking. You helped, Lillian.
And you've eaten a good piece of the trout.
It was very nice, Jenny.
It's funny, when I called into Ambridge Organics for the other bits, I overheard Helen talking to Kirsty.
Mm.
And she was saying she dreads finding Jazza wandering round the flat one morning.
Yeah. Jenny, that does mean it's fully charged, doesn't it?
Yes.
Is it danger of eating outside? He might have rung the house.
We'd have heard.
Oh, I hope so.
We haven't missed anything. Now, while I make the coffee, why not look at the magazines I bought?
Mm.
You've taken a real dislike to that gate, haven't you?
I didn't see you there, Susan. Ah, this hinge isn't true.
Oh, sorry I'm late, love. It took longer than normal to cash up. How did you get on this afternoon?
Complete waste of time. Oh. They won't extend the overdraft.
Why not?
No good reason at all, as far as I'm concerned. But... oh, it's so frustrating. All the years I banked with them didn't count for anything.
Well, what did they say?
Well, it started off all right. The chap I saw, John Bartley, was all very pleasant. Got my account up on screen. Knew enough about pork to know the market's been okay lately.
So what went wrong?
Well, we just established that although I've lost Paul's business, I'll soon be supplying Bridge Farm.
Yeah, so you won't need an extra overdraft for long.
When he asked to see the figures, I outlined what Tom's likely to want, and that's what sank it.
How?
Well, there's such a big difference, isn't there? Paul was my main outlet.
But if Tom's planning to expand...
Ah, planning to and actually doing it are two different things, aren't they?
Oh, you'll find other customers.
Mr. Bartley said I was very welcome to come back in a month or two if I get more orders.
In a month or two?
They'll happily lend me money when I don't need it. But for the moment, he felt the gap in the order book's too big for me to be taking on any more debt.
Does he realise what'll happen if he can't buy more feed in 2 weeks?
Oh, that didn't make any difference.
Oh, so they'll sit by and see a perfectly good business go broke?
No, that won't happen, Susan.
I wish I'd gone in with you.
Look, it's all right. I've sorted it. I've got the money we need.
Well, how?
Well, I was so angry when I came out, I went straight over the road, saw our mortgage people.
From them.
Yeah, look, it's an absurd way to have to do it, I know. I couldn't see any other way round.
You asked them for a loan for pig feed?
Well, no, not exactly. I went in, had a quick chat with someone. Now, because we've so much positive equity on the house, they were happy to slap another 5,000 on the mortgage, more or less straight away.
5,000?
Well, it's not just the feed this month, is it? I need something in hand till the orders build up again.
Well, and they know it's for the pigs.
Well, they didn't seem worried what it's for. Look, I said something about wanting a conservatory, which is true. We talked about it sometimes.
Yeah, but Neil...
Well, what else could I do? I don't want to sell sows. You know that.
No, I know that, love. But if we start using our home as security for the business, I don't like taking that route at all.
Naturally, I looked up to you as an example.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. But what an example for an impressionable young girl.
Oh, thank you, Lillian.
No wonder I've always come to grief over men. You set the tone when you went out with that... Oh, what was he called? That boy you took over Percy Hood's tenancy.
Gary.
That's Gary. There was one evening you wore the most enormous pair of stilettos to go out with him.
And they were incredibly uncomfortable.
And you put on lipstick. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember, a great big Cupid's bow.
Well, I'm not sure that Mum approved.
Oh, you seemed impossibly glamorous to me, Jenny.
Oh, did I?
Oh, I was worried I'd never grow up as half as sophisticated as you.
Oh, well, I don't remember you being very respectful at the time.
It's because I was jealous you were getting all the attention.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
You were. From men, anyway.
No wonder. You were 2 years younger than me.
And then there was Max and one or two others.
Oh, I was so unguarded in those days.
Mum and Dad's disapproval. Whenever there was a boy on the scene only made it more fascinating.
It wasn't long before you were having your own adventures, was it?
You know who I've been thinking about a lot this week?
No, who?
Nick.
Oh, he was such a nice man.
I adored him, Jenny.
Yes, I know you did.
I often wonder. Oh, it's so long ago. It's almost 40 years. Mm. Would we still be married now? Sometimes imagine the grandchildren we'd have.
You might still have grandchildren.
Oh, given up expecting James to have a family. But if Nick was still here... The day I married him was one of the best in my life. Oh, then that stupid accident. Oh, damn! Oh, Jenny!
It's all right. It's all right. I've got it. It's only a text.
probably your provider upgrading something.
Where are my glasses? Where have my glasses gone?
Hey, calm down, Lillian.
If the damn thing's outside, please read it for me.
Right, well, it's from Matt.
Oh, God! What's he say?
Back tomorrow. That's all.
You must have missed something. Scroll down.
No, that's it.
But it can't be. Back tomorrow.
Yes.
No other explanation.
No. But he's alive, Lillian.
Yeah. He's alive.
Which is wonderful news.
But no explanation? No apology? After putting me through a week of absolute hell?
At least it's not what you feared.
How dare he fob me off with a text, like Chalkman? He owes me an explanation, Jenny.
Yes, he does.
Why hasn't he rung, at least spoken to me? Let me hear his voice.
Perhaps he's afraid to, after what he's done.
He damn well should be.
Or maybe he's giving you a choice.
Choice?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps he feels so guilty, he's letting you know so that, so you don't have to be around tomorrow.
What?
If you can't bear seeing him.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, that's what I think.
It doesn't matter how badly he's behaved, does it? If Matt's coming back tomorrow, I've no choice. I've got to be here waiting for him.
Half a dozen for their boosters, then.
Yep, and you said you'd look at the teeth on a couple, Alistair.
Yeah, sure.
We can start with Niobe out here.
All right, Niobe, this is going to be very quick and easy. Is she one of the teeth, Sheila?
No, that's Magnet and Duff.
Who are you talking to Joanne about when I got here?
Vicky. Do you want me to hold
her? Oh, yeah, please.
We were just saying we keep seeing her whenever we take a group through the village. She seems to have established herself here very quickly.
Well, she's extremely pleasant from what I've seen of her. I imagine she'll fit right in.
I saw you pull in.
Yeah. I didn't know if you'd still...
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be here.
Right.
How are you, Matt?
Okay. Yourself?
You've cut yourself shaving.
Yeah, I had to get a cheap razor.
There's blood on your collar.
Look, I need to clean up.
Where the hell have you been?
I really want a shower, okay? Can it keep till after?
I'll start bringing Duff out.
Okay, I'm almost done with Morty. Oh. Can you get that, Sheila? It's in my jacket.
Okay. Oh. It's your father.
Oh, damn. Oh, take it, will you? I'll be with you in a second.
Hello, Jim.
Sheila!
Steady, Morty.
What a pleasure to hear you. You never seem to be around the odd few times I've rung, Alistair.
No, life's pretty hectic.
Busy with your horses?
Yes.
And still spending every spare minute doing good works at St. Stephen's?
I think Alistair's free to come to the phone now.
No need to bother him yet, my dear. There's no reason why you shouldn't be first to hear the good news.
Thanks.
I was getting myself a coffee anyway. There's some bacon in the fridge if you want to make yourself something.
No, I ate earlier.
Don't look at me like that. I've changed the rules about smoking in the house.
I didn't say anything. I've
been pleasing myself.
Fine by me.
Yep.
I noticed the guest bedroom's been used.
Jenny very kindly stayed here for a couple of nights.
Oh,
for some reason, she thought I could do with a little
look,
support.
Yeah, Lillian.
She went home
obviously,
this morning.
Neither of us has had an easy week.
Where'd you go? After you abandoned me on the side of the road.
Well, you asked to be let out. Well, you demanded.
Because you wanted to kill us.
No. Those spinning ideas stupid ideas. I wasn't serious.
Where did you go?
Oh, blimey. M42. Found my way to the M1.
Where have you been, Matt?
First night, I can't remember. Some dead and alive place just past Sheffield.
But what did you go there for?
I didn't choose to go there. It's where I happened to end up.
And after that?
Couple of motels. One outside Durham.
And what were you doing there?
Oh, Lillian, lately I've had the SFO fire questions at me, the police fire questions.
I want to know, what were you doing?
All the things you do in a motel, which isn't a lot. I was killing time, hanging out with me inner demons.
So you admit there's something wrong? What were you feeling, Matt? What was going through your
head? Oh, I was joking, Lillian.
Come on.
What else do you want? I haven't got any psychological claptrap for you, if that's what you're after. We had a hell of a row. I felt crap. I had to get away for a while. No. And you made it perfectly clear you didn't want me around. So, there you go.
That's it, is it? That's the only explanation I'm getting.
There's nothing else to say.
Don't you dare think that's enough, Matt. Not even for one second.
Well, a lot of people find Ambridge a great place to visit, like you did. Actually living here, Dad...
You're quite right, Alistair. I mustn't burn my boats.
No.
It wouldn't do to buy something today, only to regret it next year.
No, that's right. So, while it might seem like a good idea for you to move down...
That's why I'm renting to begin with.
Renting?
For the first 6 months. I sent my copy of the tenancy agreement back today.
You've found somewhere already?
Yes. Blossom Hill Cottage.
No.
Something wrong with it? The roof's not falling in, is it?
No, no, oh no, the cottage is fine, but... You've signed an agreement without talking it through with us first.
Well, that's the point of renting. We can really chew things over when I'm down there, looking round for something more permanent.
Yeah, but...
But what?
You're so used to towns, Dad. You'll feel isolated.
I'll have you, Shula and Daniel, won't I?
Well, yes.
So I won't be isolated. In fact, that's why I've decided to move.
Is it?
Realistically, Alistair, I've reached an age where it's selfish of me to stay where I am.
Oh?
As I become more frail, it'll be increasingly inconvenient for you and Fiona to keep running up to look after me.
Oh, we don't mind.
No, the logical step is to move nearer to my children.
And you've ruled out going to Fiona?
Yes, Ambridge is definitely the right move.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear.
Gives me a wonderful chance to get to know Daniel better and play a much bigger part in all of your lives.
Popping pills to get to sleep, which weren't much use. And when I did shut my eyes, I'd see you smashed up in your car or laid out in some mud.
Oh, sorry if that's what you've been going through.
Well, what did you think was happening to me?
I didn't know.
And it didn't occur to you to pick up the phone to find out. Just once, have the guts to ring and let me know you're
all right. I did think about it.
Well, then why the hell didn't you do it?
Didn't want to make things worse.
Worse? How?
We were so angry with each other.
Oh, and the silent treatment was supposed to help.
Oh, it wasn't the silent treatment.
I had been physically sick with worry all night, all day, thinking of nothing else. God knows I wanted to. I wanted to get you right out of my head. And yet I wasn't even worth a phone call.
I didn't know... Look, I don't know how to talk to you when you're like this.
It's not me who's being difficult.
Look, come on. Why don't we just leave it for now, eh?
Leave it?
Yeah, talk is not doing any good, is it?
Because you're not talking.
Come on. Let's give it a day or two, all right? I'll sleep in the spare room, if you like.
No. You went away a stranger, and you've come back a stranger. That's not who I want to share my life with.
If you want me to go away...
I want you to be honest
with me. I have been honest. It's not like I was with anyone else. I've been filling in time.
But why? All right, we argue, but why didn't you come back the next day? Why put me through this?
I don't know. I could have come back sooner. I didn't know if I was ready. Eh? If either of us was.
But you're ready now.
I got you in the car and drove you, didn't I?
Something must have made you decide to do that. What was going on inside you, Matt?
When you woke up this morning, you could have changed your mind, but you didn't. He came here. Why? What have you come back for?
Couldn't stay away forever, could I? Motels aren't the best of places. So anonymous, you're a nobody yourself. You stay in your room, watch trash TV, the food's awful, and what they charge for drinks, it'd be cheaper to set my wallet on fire.
You're back because you ran out of booze money.
No.
Well, here.
Oh, that Lillian.
And here.
Now stop it. You'll hurt yourself.
No, I won't. I can't compete with the way that you do it, closing yourself off, destroying yourself. It isn't you you're killing, it's me. And I can't take it anymore. Do you understand, Matt? I'm leaving you.
Yeah, well, perhaps that's for the best.
You made out it was a choice. Pick him up at the airport or drive all the way to Melrose to collect him.
It's extraordinary.
Of course, he made it perfectly clear which he preferred.
I'm not saying anything about it, even when the agreement was drawn up.
Well, you know, Dad, that would have been far too sensible.
Not him, Alan and Usha.
Oh, yes.
I may not be going to St. Stephen's anymore, but I've done my best to stay on good terms.
Yes, you'd think Alan would have mentioned it.
It would have been quite helpful.
Dad can't really expect me to drive up there next week, can he? Well, it's impossible.
He's going to turn up one way or another.
I've simply got too many appointments.
And he'll make such a meal of it when he hears I go to the cathedral these days.
It's our own fault, Sheila. We made him too comfortable last time.
You know who I blame?
No?
Heather. The cosy phone calls she and Jim have been having.
Perhaps we should sue. Life's going to be impossible with Dad here.
Oh, maybe we're being too harsh.
Are we?
Well, Daniel will love having him around.
Well, there's that.
And Jim's right. He isn't getting any younger. It must be frightening not having anyone close by to call on. And he's sociable. He'll make his own life here. He won't just rely on us.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows? Once he feels welcome and settled at Blossom Hill, perhaps he'll even start mellowing.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Lillian, I assume it hasn't gone very well.
There's a case on the passenger seat, Brian. Could you?
Yes, of course.
I know it's a terrible imposition, but Jenny was kind enough to say I could come here if it all got too tricky.
No, quite right.
And I simply can't face going anywhere else.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be.
It's all Matt's fault. There isn't an ounce of love or kindness in him. He's forced me to leave Brian before I completely lose my mind.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And this evening, Shula will be on the warpath when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock. Next this morning, Kirsty Young will be learning some moves from this week's Castaway. And starting tomorrow morning, in a change to the schedule here on Radio 4, John Tusa will present the first of three